The hailing frequencies are open because I'm Jason Inman.
And I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. And today we're talking more Spider-Man because we just got done talking about Spider-Man.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the feedback and the thoughts and the initial reaction to the Superior Spider-Man storyline. You know, it happened around 2012, 2013, 2014. And, you know, Ashley, this is, we're going to get into a very honest conversation here about fan culture and various things like this. So this was a very divisive storyline. Mm-hmm. Some people loved it. Some people absolutely hated it. Mm-hmm. Ashley, when you first read it, how did you come down on it?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. Mm-hmm. I have liked pretty much, like, broadly, all of Dan Slott's Spider-Man.
Same.
I was like, great. Impress me.
I was excited by this idea. Yeah. But Amazing Spider-Man, I just let you, to take you back to the past of 2012. Amazing Spider-Man number 700, where this body swap happened and Peter actually died. It leaked. Mm-hmm. It leaked online. And when it leaked online, writer Dan Slott went radio silent. Because
he signed a bunch of NDAs.
Well, it was also like there was a lot of buildup. There was a lot of buildup and stuff like that.
Actually, and when you go back and read Dan Slott's run, you can see how long the story has been seeded for.
Oh, he's seeded it 100 issues ahead of time.
Yeah, this was not a slapdash thing that they did very suddenly.
Mm-hmm. There's a quote, because when this initially leaked, Dan Slott, the writer of Amazing Spider-Man and Superior Spider-Man, got death threats.
Yep.
He got death threats. He says, I found a post from an old post, an old article. It says, and I quote Dan Slott, "Reality check, there is no such thing as a funny death threat," Slott said via his Facebook, "especially if you tag someone in it. If you think because of something happening to a fictional character," fictional in all caps, "that you need to type out a death threat and send it to someone, you need help. If you follow my Twitter, you know I've taken a devilish bit of delight in reposting these, mainly because they usually make the original poster look like a raving loon. And for the time, that was funny to me. Well, that's over. From now on, they all get reported. The end." Dan Slott received more than one death threat. Based on him killing Peter Parker. Now, I also know that Dan Slott is basically the first writer to tackle Spider-Man in the age of social media. So he's the first one. But this also is not the first time that Peter Parker has died. Mm-hmm. Peter Parker has been replaced by a clone. Mm-hmm. Peter Parker died in the Ultimate Universe. But it was this time that the writer of Amazing Spider-Man got death threats. Why did people get so up in arms about Peter Parker?
I mean, do you want a nice answer or do you want a nasty answer?
I want both of them, actually. This is GH Lecture, so we can talk about it.
Because people are fucking stupid.
That's about right.
Like, I'm not sorry. I'm not even remotely sorry. It's the same thing. Like, did you suddenly decide that Game of Thrones, which you were devoted to for a decade, was a jack shit awful show because you didn't like that Daenerys died and Bran became the king, which they seeded from the opening pages of the book? Then, like, that's on you, friend. Mm-hmm. And it's not that anyone's reaction isn't valid. Like, your emotions are valid, but they're not facts. Mm-hmm. And creators also, this is a George R. R. Martin quote, creators don't owe their audience anything.
I agree.
And that is 100% true. And if you don't like something, be a goddamn adult about it and don't read it.
I agree.
Or put it down or go about your day. The other problem is, in a social media age, you know, when the Clone Saga was happening, if you wanted to send a death threat to the creator, you had to actually, like, find their address or find them. Mm-hmm. Whereas now it's just a matter of finding an at. And most of us, like, Dan Slott just uses his name. Mm-hmm. So Dan Slott is very public. Mm-hmm. And Dan Slott, as he admits in that Facebook post, engages with a lot of discourse that comes his way.
He does. He's also not the first creator to receive things like this. I mean,
Tom King received death threats.
Damon Lindelof famously left Twitter because of the ending of Lost.
Yeah.
Because of how much he was hounded.
I mean, you and I have received death threats and threats against our yes. families.
Based on reviews yeah. of television shows. Yeah. Not, we didn't even make the television show.
Saying we didn't like something.
Because we didn't like an episode, yeah. we received death threats.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've personally received, I hope your mother gets cancer.
Yeah. I received, I hope you get raped by your uncle, go to have an abortion and bleed out on the table.
Which is pretty,
yeah.
is a comment that I would not send to even my worst enemy.
No, and again, and I just don't understand, like, if you don't like something, if you put it in your mouth, if you put that person's name in your mouth, mm-hmm. if you engage with it, if you type that word on the internet, like, you are feeding mm-hmm. them.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing you can do is just not engage with something. Like, well, truly, who cares? If you don't like it, somebody else does. There's lots of comics that I don't like that are very popular.
I agree. There's also, like, lots of television shows that I think are absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
But I don't go to those creators, tag them, and say, you're a piece of shit. I hope you die.
Yeah. Like, there's also a difference
because of how
between,
you write This Is Us. I'm not saying that This Is Us is bad.
For example.
It's like the most popular TV show out there, people.
But it's also, there's a huge difference. And I really don't think you should do either of these things. But there's yeah. a huge difference between getting your Twitter and saying, like, you know, I don't think I'm going to read Spider-Man anymore. Like, and that's the tweet, send tweet.
Mm-hmm.
And tagging Dan Slott and be like, I hope you die.
Yeah.
Or I will come
yeah,
find you.
Let's talk about this. Let's get into the psychology of this a little bit, because
also it's a really good story. So, like,
it is a really good
y'all
story.
Y'all are losing out.
And just because, well, but there are the people in comic books, especially in comic books,
mm-hmm.
and this is across all media, but it really seems to happen in comic books, that just want the meat and potatoes. They want Peter Parker as Spider-Man yeah. to punch the Green Goblin in the face and go home and sleep with Mary Jane. Story over, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. And the minute you mm-hmm. vary off of that, oh, I hate it.
Well, and we all have things that are sacred to us. Like, I will die on the hill of, like, Tim Drake does not grow up to become the Joker.
In Batman Beyond.
Yeah, and, like, yeah. and I hold that against Batman Beyond.
Mm-hmm.
But
even though that's an alternate history, but yeah,
still
to me, it's like,
but like, so great. So I just don't have to watch that movie. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's really easy. And yeah. then you just unburden yourself. And if your taste is like, I am just good with the same thing over and over, there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't give you the right to lash out against people doing something different. Again, just don't engage with it. It's like, if a new Doctor Who comes along and you don't like them, just don't watch it. It's like really that simple.
Well, it's the thing that we have said for so long, where if you really want to change media mm-hmm. and pop culture, the thing that, and a lot of these fans, they don't realize this. You vote with your dollar.
Above all else, yeah.
They don't care about anything.
No.
It's also interesting, like, to see some of these recent discussions about the Batgirl movie, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's a very different situation.
Of course.
But a lot of people have said this phrase, and I'm like, you don't get that it's a show business. It's a business first. And a lot of people were like, I can't believe that they won't release it because it's not done. And they're like, well, because it's cheaper for them to show not release
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
So that's why they're doing it. They don't care that the fans don't get to see it. They do not care.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with this Peter Parker thing. It's like they took the idea from Dan Slott because they were like, oh, that'll sell issues.
But here's the other thing. Spider-Man and Batman fall under this very specific protection in comics retail
mm-hmm.
where no matter who's on the creative team, no matter what the story is, the sales don't wane that much.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who writes Batman. It doesn't matter who writes Spider-Man.
Exactly. And I worked at comic book stores long enough to watch people hate buy mm-hmm. runs of both of those characters.
Yeah.
But if you're still buying it, doesn't matter what you think about
it. They won. They won.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. It's the same thing. Like, I'm not saying there's no value in reviews, and I'm not saying that you can't voice your opinion and that you can't voice your opinion in a dissenting or in a negative way, but you can be critical and not be an asshole about mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, because, like, The Amazing Spider-Man has never technically been canceled.
Yeah.
It has been paused.
Same with Batman, yeah.
It has been paused because they paused it for Superior Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But those were, like, choices. Yeah, Batman and Detective Comics are kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
And Action Comics kind of the same thing,
yep.
too. And Superman, there's yep. always been, like, a version, since they started it. They changed the title, but it was still the same book.
The ongoing yeah. roving continuity.
And Batman's the yeah. same way, yeah. and so is Detective Comics. Yeah. And so is Amazing Spider-Man. And Spider-Man's also always usually had a spinoff title. It mm-hmm. just has always... For a long time, it was Spectacular Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And for a long time, then Spectacular Spider-Man became Web of Spider-Man. And then there was four, you know, in the 90s.
Web of Spider-Man's a pretty good title, too.
Yeah. Then in the 90s, every hero had like five titles.
Yeah. You can find them all in quarter bins to this day.
Yeah. yeah. But they kind of haven't been canceled. But yeah, like I don't understand. I've never, and maybe this is a fault on me, I've never understood the impulse. And like, I love Star Trek. I've seen a lot of Star Trek I did not like.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never had the impulse to personally seek out that creator and tell them to kill themselves.
Yeah,
or I hope they die.
Because, you know, you have like good mental health.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like people who...
That is what it is.
People who do that are either children, which mm-hmm. doesn't make it excusable, but I can be a lot more forgiving of a 17-year-old mm-hmm. or a 9-year-old who says something like that mm-hmm. versus an adult.
Mm-hmm.
They're either children or there is something broken in them that they retain that level mm-hmm. of ownership over something. And we recently did our Lord of the Rings episode, and here on The Extra, like I tried to unpack like some of my baggage around that. Mm-hmm. But if I don't like the show, I'm just going to not watch it.
It's the easiest thing to do.
I agree with you, and I would...
There's lots of media that's not for you. And I think it's actually more healthy to realize that, to be like, you know what? I like this franchise, but this thing is not for me. So I'm not like the Mandalorian, not for me.
But also I'll bring this up too with Sandman recently.
Uh-huh.
The people who create this stuff for the most part don't know who you are. And so they are not doing it to harm you personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as much as Neil Gaiman wants to troll people and be like, I did this to offend you personally. It's the same thing.
Which is a great viral tweet.
So funny. Yeah. But it's also like when you get a call during dinner time, like they didn't know that you were sitting down to dinner, like give the person mm-hmm. on the other end of the phone.
Well,
break.
The Superior Spider-Man is like the last big one that I remember from comic books.
Yeah.
So I wanted to bring it up since we talked about Superior Spider-Man. And I also wanted to bring it up just for a little bit as for food for our thoughts, for our patrons.
Yeah.
Because like, it's always a good idea to remember that there are real human beings behind every piece of media that you make, and no person sets out to make a bad thing.
Exactly.
No one.
Exactly.
Everyone tries to make a good thing.
Or the best thing within their budget. Like we can all think of studios, comic book studios.
YouTube videos.
Where people do things that are known to be of lower quality and that is their shtick, but nobody's out there trying to make the worst thing ever.
No, they're trying to make the best thing they can for the money.
Under
they
the
have.
Circumstances, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's always a good thing to remind yourself. You know, Thumper says if you don't have anything nice to say.
Yeah.
Don't say anything.
I do agree with that.
It's also better for your own mental health. Don't live in that headspace.
No, it's not a good place to be.
Yeah. Just release it.
Yeah.
But also like read Superior Spider-Man. It's really good.
Yeah, actually, I think I have the hardcovers. They're great. I actually was thinking about, I'm going to get rid of some of my other Spider-Man books.
Yeah.
I'm not getting rid of those. I'm keeping the Superior Spider-Man because it's superior.
And also just like be nice superior. To Dan Slott because people have been really nasty to him.
Yes, he has the best Silver Surfer run. You've heard it here on GHL.
Yeah.
He has the best Silver Surfer run. Hands down, that is the best Silver Surfer run. I mean, it's not a very high bar, but that is the best Silver Surfer run of all time. So there you go.
Or you can also read it as like a great alternate Doctor Who story.
There you go.
It visits a lot of the same tropes.
Yeah, there you go. All right, thank you so much for your support, and thank you so much for listening. It's because of people like you that were able to do GHL Extra, and you're awesome. You're great fans. We love you. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye, super friends.
Bye. Bye.